Everybody, good to see you tonight. So we're going to do something a little different. When Pastor Matt texted me, and I'm not real good at catching my text like I should, and so I didn't have quite as much time as I would have liked to have had, but that's the way it happens sometimes. That's fine. When he texted me to share something tonight, I felt like the Holy Spirit put upon my heart that this maybe for this first Wednesday back in Fruitdale, that we couldn't do any better than to praise and to pray. To praise and to pray. That's what we're going to do tonight. We're going to praise and we're going to pray. And so when the prayer time starts, the lights will go out, and they'll stay out for the prayer time, which is going to be a long time. not a long time, but a significantly short time. I don't know how to say it. So what happened earlier this week, actually, I think it was yesterday, I guess, I got up for my kind of my morning devotional time, and I kind of sit at my desk and thinking, what am I going to do here? Am I going to kind of been studying in one of the Gospels? Am I going to spend some time in the Gospel and journal some thoughts? And I just felt like the Lord put upon my heart I needed to pray. But I am just easily distracted in prayer. I am easily distracted in prayer. And so I have in the front of my Bible what you have in your hands. I have it in two sheets, but I have it right here so I can always refer to it. It's a good place to put this if you like what we're going to do tonight. You can get a second one, then you don't have to flip. There you go. Like that. So I felt, okay. And so I just prayed through the tabernacle. I prayed through the tabernacle. And it was just a great time of prayer because it focused me. It focused me on what to pray for because my brain just skitters and scatters around, you know. And so, again, that's what we're going to do tonight. But we're going to add something to it. We're going to add praise to it. So we're going to praise. We're going to sing a song before each station of the tabernacle. Now, I don't have time tonight. There doesn't begin to have time tonight to talk a lot about the tabernacle. It's a fascinating place. If you're not familiar with what the tabernacle is, in a nutshell, it was built, the building of it was overseen by Moses. So we're talking something that's really, really old. And it was, in fact, if you look at the back of your sheet, there's a little picture. You see that little picture at the bottom? The tabernacle, which was basically a tent, a very fancy tent, was surrounded by a curtain, which is that line around the outside. And that curtain was made of beautiful materials, absolutely beautiful materials. It was about 172 feet long and about 86 feet wide, roughly. So it's not huge. And it was divided, as you can see, into three areas. There's the courtyard, which is the bulk of the land. And then inside of that, where the building actually started, was the holy place. And then behind a thick veil was the Holy of Holies. That made up the tabernacle. It was a big curtain, and you would walk through these gates, which are really just slots in the curtain, and they were always on the eastern side. And you'd walk through those gates, and you'd enter into its courts, or the courtyard. And the first thing you'd see would be this gigantic brazen or bronze altar. And then just behind that, if you were to walk around that, you'd get to this bronze laver. But you couldn't go any farther unless you were a priest. But if you were a priest, then you could go into that holy place. And inside the holy place, you'd look to your left and you'd see this, what we would call it a menorah. Have you seen a menorah? Pictures of that? Which it's probably 3 or 4 feet high and 3 or 4 feet wide. And it was just this beautiful, ornate, solid gold, I don't know how to describe a menorah. You've seen them, I hope. You know, the center piece, the center stem, so to speak, and then from it comes on each side three sets of branches, so to speak. And so on top of all those, you could have these little lamps, and you could actually light seven lamps on top of there because there are seven, total seven. 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7, right. Good. Yeah, straight ahead in the holy place would be the altar of incense, which is where incense was constantly being burnt for the Lord. And then to the right in that place was the table of shewbread, it would be called. And then through this veil, which you could never go through but once a year, and only the high priest could do that, once a year You would go through this veil into what's called the Holy of Holies. So that's what that picture is on the back for you to hang on to. So that's just about as much as we can talk about the tabernacle, because it's really not my purpose tonight to get into a teaching about the tabernacle per se. Our purpose is to pray. We're here to pray. We're here to pray through the tabernacle. So why don't we hit the lights? If you were to come to the tabernacle, the first thing you would, in that day, long ago, the first thing you do is you'd go through the gate. You couldn't get into the courtyard unless you went through the gate. Remember, that's on that eastern side. Just a slot in the curtain is all it is. It's a big old slot in the curtains. Now, the gates, there's a verse that goes with that. I just want you to read it with me. We're going to read these verses together when we read them. It'll be on the overhead if you want to read it from off there. It says, it's Psalm 100, verse 4. It says this, what? Enter into his gates, read it out, with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. So that's where we start tonight in our journey of prayer. But not before we all sing a song. That's that praise and prayer combination thing I was talking about. So here we go. Lord, I'm so thankful.
Lord, I'm so thankful.
Lord, I'm so thankful. Sing it out. Lord, I'm so thankful.
Lord, I'm so thankful.
Lord, I'm so thankful to you. You came. You died. You came. Gave your life. Lord, I'm so thankful to you. Lord, I'm so thankful.
Lord, I'm so thankful.
Lord, I'm so thankful to you. That you came, you died, you came, gave your life. That you came. So as you enter into his gates tonight, we do so with thanksgiving. So this is what you're going to do. You're going to be about 2 or 3 minutes. I want you to pray quietly. It's nice for me anyway to move my lips so I can hear myself talk. Don't scandalize the person next to you with some of the things you might pray about tonight. But pray with your head engaged. Specifically, one thing right now. We enter into his gates with what? Thanksgiving. You're going to thank God for what he's done in your life. That's all I want you to think about. Thank God for what he's done in your life. Go ahead, church. Do that. Take another minute. You can also thank him for what he's done in the lives of those around you, friends, family. Go ahead and do that. okay, the second stop, if you came through the gates, you'd be standing in the what? You'd be standing in the courts. You'd be standing in the courtyard. Now look at the verse we have, Psalm 135, 2 and 3. Read it with me. Ye that stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God, praise the Lord. For the Lord is good. Sing praises unto his name, for it is pleasant. If I don't praise your name, even the rocks will cry out. And if I don't praise your name, even the mountains will shout. And if I don't praise your name, even the rocks will cry out. And if I don't praise your name, even the mountains will shout, even the rocks will cry out. So what's praise? And how's praise different from Thanksgiving? Thanksgiving, which we just had, that's what God's done for you, for me, for us. Praise now is different. Praise is about him. It's not about us. Praising is what you do. You praise him for who he is. What do I mean? What do you mean by that? Here's just some thoughts. Praise him for his wisdom in your prayers coming up. Praise him for faithfulness. Praise him for his goodness. Praise him for his mercy. Praise him for his grace. Praise him for his love. Praise him for his holiness. Praise him for whatever. You just can't keep going enough. You know, he's all those things and more. It's the attributes of God. It's who he is. And so, take a few minutes, just a few minutes. It's not about you now. It's about him. It's praising him for who he is. We're stepping into the courtyard, so why don't you go ahead and do that right now? Praise the Lord in your prayers. That one there is a hard one for me. You know why? Be real honest with you. Because I'm always praying about me and you. But I don't talk to him much about him. That's hard for me. I'm not very good at that, praising him. But I want to be better. And the more we do it, the better we're going to get. And the bigger he's going to become. Because most of us, if you're like me, we spend a lot of time praying about us, for us, and those around us, which is good. But how important to enter into his courts with praise. It's so good. It magnifies not us, it magnifies him. The third stop. So you enter into the courts. You've come through the gates. You're into the courtyard, the courts. What's right in front of you? That big old altar, that big brazen, that big bronze altar. Now, that speaks of confession. That speaks of sin. You know what? And it's a beautiful picture. The tabernacle, and you could teach on this for a long time, and this isn't that night, but it's a beautiful picture. That altar, that brazen altar, is a beautiful picture of the cross. Because what happens? What happens on an altar? Something's what? Sacrificed. Something has to what? Die. That somebody else, says sin, could be paid for and atoned for. It's a picture of the cross, you see. It's a picture of Christ on the cross. See that Lamb of God. And so at this third stop, we're going to pray. We're going to pray prayers of confession. You really want to keep it quiet on this one. I know some of you guys. So you know, keep it under wraps there. But pray with your heart and your mind here. What's confession? Confession is simply this. It's saying, you know what, Lord, that thing in my life is wrong. I agree with you. I'm confessing. I'm agreeing with God that thing is wrong. It's not right. I'm doing, I'm thinking, I'm going, I'm acting in ways that are just not right according to what your Spirit's telling me and what your Word shows me. And so, Lord, tonight I'm confessing to you my sins, you see. It's so good. It's not that God doesn't know. You know what? He knows. So it's not like you're going to surprise him tonight. You're not going to surprise God tonight. He knows. He just wants to, we just need to have that dialogue with him. Because sin is going to hang on to you unless you own it in confession. So let's sing a song, and then we're going to spend a little time in confession.
Search my heart, look deep within my soul, see if there be anything at all that might keep me from hearing you. Search my heart.
Make it your prayer.
Look deep within my soul. See if there be
anything at all.
Anything at all that might keep me from hearing you. Keep me from knowing you.
Lord, let me know.
Keep me from loving you, dear Lord.
So why don't you go ahead and take a few minutes and just spend it in confession to the Lord. Okay, the fourth stop. We're almost halfway through this tabernacle tonight. The fourth stop is you've gone around that big old altar, and now you're standing in front of this like a little fountain like looking thing, but not really a fountain. It's just like a tub lever thing, right? So it's not like flowing water. It was actually made of gold, and it was beautiful. You could see yourself in it, you know, in through the water, but you'd wash your hands there. It was to be washed. Because what was beyond that, you're going to have to step into what? The holy place. So you've confessed, your sins are forgiven. Now you're going to be, you're clean. You're going to wash, and then you're going to walk into the holy place if you're a priest. So it's a picture of something. It's a picture of Christ cleansing the believer, you see. It's a picture of Christ cleansing the believer. And it speaks of sanctification. Sanctification, as you know, it's that being set apart process of God changing us. Changing us. None of us are who we want to be, but hopefully none of us are who we were. You see, we're being sanctified, set apart. Well, how does that happen? That happens as we, one way that happens is as we spend time in His Word. As we open up the Word, there's something supernatural that happens. Well, that's not going to happen tonight because you can't see your Bibles. But, and I'm not going to turn the lights on. I like the mood. So, this is just going to be a time for you to hunker down. If you know a verse or two or three, you can ponder, meditate on those verses, and just listen for the Lord to speak to you. Oh, He wouldn't speak to me tonight. There's too many people. You never know. His ways are what? They're not our ways. They're unique. He did a lot of things in crowds, didn't He? Significant things in crowds. And so we're going to sing a song, and then I want you to just, if you can read your Bible, great. But if not, just pray and listen. Just listen. When I did this yesterday morning, it is so hard for me to just listen because I just want to talk, 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 talk. But that's not the way it should be all the time. So let's sing and then go ahead and spend some time with the Lord and listen to Him.
This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence living. This is my daily bread. This is my daily bread. Your very word, think about it, spoken to me. Spoken to me. And I'm desperate for you. And I'm lost without you. This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence. Living in me. This is my daily bread. This is my daily bread. Your very word spoken to me. And I'm desperate for you.
I'm lost.
And I'm lost without you.
I'm desperate.
And
die. I'm desperate for you. And I'm lost without you. I'm desperate for you. I'm lost without you.
So quiet your hearts. Maybe you're here tonight and you're saying, man, that's me, man. I am lost. And maybe God has a word for you. So quiet your hearts before Him. You don't need to say a thing. Just listen. Okay, so we've washed our hands, and now we enter into the holy place. And if you look to your left, you're going to see that menorah that we talked about, that golden candlestick. It pictures Christ as what? The light of the world. See, everything in the tabernacle pictures Jesus perfectly. And there's details that picture Him beautifully that we could not begin to talk about tonight, but it's a wonderful study. So this speaks of ministry. Read with me Revelation 1:20. And the seven candlesticks which thou sawest are the seven churches. Interesting. So that in that vision that John had, the book of Revelation we call it, there was this vision of seven candlesticks, and he, what's that? God would say those are the seven churches, you see, that are spoken of in starting in chapter 2. And so this is the time to pray for churches, the candlesticks, you see. And so I want you to pray for churches and ministries. You can pray for our church, but you know what? You can get way outside of these walls tonight. A whole bunch of churches could be blessed and touched tonight by your prayers. So it just doesn't have to be Edgewater. Lots of churches that you're familiar with, that you're tied to perhaps through friends or family. So this is that time to pray for churches. But we're going to sing one song here and kind of kick off that time. Churches and ministries. So when we sing this song, think of it in terms of outside these walls.
Spirit, fall on us like the rain.
The us being the body of Christ.
Holy Spirit, blow on us like the wind. Holy Spirit, shine on us like the sun, like the sun.
Sanctify
and heal us, make us one. Spirit, fall on us like the rain. Holy Spirit, blow on us like the wind. Spirit, shine on us like the sun, like the sun. sanctify and heal us, make us
brothers and sisters, the body of Christ is so fractured, so messed up in so many ways, even as Jesus' body was leading up to the crucifixion. Lord, sometimes I think that's the way the body of Christ looks today, man. It's beat up. So pray. Pray tonight for churches. Pray for the body of Christ. Sanctify and heal us. Make us what? One. Beyond these walls. Go ahead and pray, church. Okay, the sixth stop, we're making it here, guys. You're doing great. You're working your way through the tabernacle, is the table of shewbread. It was that table that was made to put the bread that was specially prepared by the priest, you see. And it's a picture of Jesus, what being the bread of life. Jesus was the bread of life, as the Bible says. And so it's that stop, that station, so to speak, where it's time to pray for you. It's your personal petition time. Because, see, he's the one that meets our needs. He's the bread of life. He meets our needs, doesn't he? This is that time for you to pray about your needs today. The things that you're wrestling with, perhaps struggling with, the directions you need to just pray about you. I do this one really good. This is the one I do real easy, you see. Most of us do this pretty well. So let's sing a song and spend a little time in prayer.
I cast all my cares upon you. I lay all of my burdens down at your feet, and anytime I don't know what to do, I will cast all my cares upon you.
Sing it again.
I cast all my cares upon you. I lay all of my burdens down at your feet. Anytime I don't know what to do, I will cast all my cares upon you. And anytime I don't know what cares upon you.
So pray for your needs. Okay, we're almost to the sacred place, but there's one thing in the holy place that separates us from the Holy of Holies, other than that veil, and it's the altar of incense. Now, incense speaks of intercession, because see, it's just the stuff that just floats into heaven, right? The smoke just floats and ascends into heaven. It speaks of intercession, intercessory prayer. It pictures Jesus as our great intercessor, isn't he? The great mediator between God and he's our intercessor, pictured by the altar of incense. Just this beautiful flavor, savor, just floating into the heavens like our prayers. 1 Timothy 2:1, read it with me. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. So this is that, again, that last step before we get into the Holy of Holies. But this is that time where you pray for everybody else, for all men. Because there's a bunch of folks around you that you're close to that need your prayers tonight. Your prayers tonight can change the world. Oh, how does that work? I don't know how it works. I just know it does. It doesn't matter how, folks. It just does. Your prayers tonight can change people. And so this is that time where you intercede. It's like incense, you see, floating up into God goes, oh, I love that prayer. Oh, that was good. I like that. I'm into that. That's good. So we pray for all men. So we're going to sing a song, All Who Are Thirsty and All Who Are Weak. Let's go ahead and sing that. All who are thirsty, all who are weak, come to the fountain, dip your heart in the stream of life, let the pain and the sorrow be washed away in the waves of His. Rise out to deep, we sing. Dip your heart in the stream of a life, let the pain and the sorrow be prayed away. Be prayed away in the waves of His. as deep cries out,
as deep cries out to deep, we sing, come, Lord Jesus, come. Come, Lord Jesus,
pray right now for all who are thirsty, not you, all the others, and all who are what? Weak, that they would come to the fountain. So go ahead and take some time, church, and pray for the needs of others.
And lastly, it's interesting, you know, as you journey through the tabernacle, thinking about others and other churches and confession and sanctification, you know what it does? It just brings your heart close to the Lord, you know? Because as you just work your way through this thing, you're going to end up at the what? The Holy of Holies. You're going to end up where He dwells. Now, the amazing thing is, the same God that could only be approached once a year in the Holy of Holies is the same God. He's immutable. He can't be diminished, you see. He's in us. We're that new temple because what the veil has been rent, torn asunder. Where did He go? Where did He go when He left the temple or the temple? Guess what? He's in us. He's in us. In all of His Godhood, He's in us. He's immutable. He's unchangeable. He can't be diminished. He's no less in us than He was in this time and in this place, you see. And when I know that, I don't understand it, but when I kind of think about it and meditate on it a bit, it makes me want to worship Him, praise Him. Because the God of gods, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, He's landed in my heart and in yours, man. And that's awesome. So what's the response to that? It's praise and worship. So we got two more songs, no more prayers. Let's stand and worship the Lord.
Presence of Your Majesty, I bow down before Your throne, and I sing a song of heaven. Holy are You.
Try that again. In the presence.
In the presence of Your Majesty, I bow down before Your throne, and I sing a song of heaven. Holy are You.
Let's lift Him up tonight, church.
Holy, 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 You are holy, holy,
in the presence.
In the presence of your majesty, I bow down before your throne, and I sing a song of heaven. Holy are you.
Let's lift him up. Sing holy.
Holy, holy, holy. You are holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy are you, Lord. Holy are you.
I see the Lord
seated on. Temple with glory, and the whole earth is filled, and the whole earth is filled, and the whole earth is filled with His glory. Train of His robe fills the temple with glory, and the whole earth is filled, and the whole earth is filled, and the whole earth is filled with His glory.
One more time.
Holy,
holy,
holy.
You are
holy, holy, holy.
That's how you pray through the tabernacle. It's not a bad idea for guys like me anyway. Keep my mind going someplace. Maybe it does yours too. So Lord, tonight as we just had opportunity to see you in the tabernacle, Jesus, we pray. pray that we would be those that continue to lift up, Lord, intercession to you. That our prayers, Lord, would be like the smoke off the altar of incense, Lord, praying for the needs of others, Lord, acknowledging who you are, praying for churches and ministries, Lord, praying for this church. Lord, we thank you for this church, this body that you've raised up. Lord, I just pray, we pray, Lord, as a body, your blessing on this place, Lord. We pray that we would be a holy place, Lord. And we believe, Lord, that happiness, Lord, comes from holiness. So make us a holy place. And thank you for tonight. Thank you for letting us talk to you, that you would give us an audience, the God of the universe. Lord, help us to understand something of what that means. I couldn't meet with anybody of importance tonight, Lord. I couldn't talk to a president or a senator. I couldn't talk to a governor or mayor, but I can talk to the God of the universe. Wow. We love you, Lord, and we thank you for tonight. Teach us to pray, as the disciples said, in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you guys. Have a great evening.